Rosh Chodesh is taking place this week, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and this begins a whole new era, the last quarter of the year, Tammuz of Elul, and there are some beautiful things written, both in Likutei Moran, in Rabbeinu Zal's Sefer, and also in other Sifrei Chassidus, such as the Bnei Yisachar, about this month, about Tammuz. We'll dedicate tonight's shir to that topic. Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 217 in Likutei Moran, tells us that there's a pasuk in Malachi, in the Novi Malachi, that begins with the words, Zichru Toiras Moshe, remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the first letters of those three words, Zichru Toiras Moshe, spell the word Tammuz, but it's missing a vav. Usually when we write Tammuz, we spell it Tof Mem Vav Zayin. Why is the Vav missing? What does the letter Vav represent? The Gemara says in Baba Basra that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, the tablets, they were 6 by 6. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. So the letter Vav, the way we pronounce it, is as if it were written 2 Vavs, a Vav with a kametz under it and a Vav. So the letter Vav represents the Luchos, the Torah. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, it was on the 17th of Tammuz, 40 days after he went up to heaven, and he observed the people involved in worshiping the golden calf. What did he do? He broke the Luchos. And the Gemara says in Erevin that from the time that he broke the Luchos, that's when forgetting was introduced into the world. Up until that time, a person would learn something, they would hear something, they could remember it. By the act of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, it's brought that when the Luchos shattered, the letters went up to heaven. The stone remained down on earth, the letters went up to heaven. Just like when a person studies something, when a person takes something into their mind, the pasuk says, Kosvam al luach libecha. Inscribe the words of Torah that you learn on the tablets of your heart. When a person remembers what they learn, it means that those letters are inscribed on the tablets of his heart. When a person forgets, it means those letters leave. Those letters leave, or they become dark. He doesn't see them anymore. So Rabbeinu Zal says, this is why the Torah admonishes us, especially in this month of Tammuz. It's summertime. The summer months, for many people, are a time of Yerida, unfortunately. Even though in actuality, if we were to look at it honestly, what comes right after the summer comes the high holidays. Elul, the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which means that this is a time of preparation. This is the last opportunity that I have to close the year on a happy note with success. The Yetzirah knows that. This is why the Mefarshim tell us that the word Tammuz, Tof Mem Vov Zayin, Zmanei Tshuva Memash Meshin Uvoin. The time for Tshuva, it's on its way, it's coming. And they tell us that the word of, the month of, the first letters of the words Elul Ba, that as soon as the month of Av starts, reminder that Elul is coming. Right behind this one is Elul, which is the last round, the final month, the final opportunity, again, to close the year on a good note. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the fact that the Jews in the desert experienced this catastrophe, the fact that right after receiving the Torah on Har Sinai and came sliding down at high speed, going straight into the golden calf, and this resulted in Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, which resulted in bringing a major forgetfulness to the Jewish people. Forgetting what? Forgetting the purpose of life. That's the real forgetting. Forgetting the Tachlis. The beginning of chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew, when they open their eyes in the morning, one of the first things they're supposed to think of is Olam Haba. That this world, I'm opening my eyes in this world, but this world is only a hallway. It's a prozdor. The permanent world is in the future, and now let me define my day based on that. Let me define what I do, what I get upset about, what I don't get upset about, what I focus on, what I don't focus on, based on remembering, realizing what the purpose is, what the goal is, what the real future is all about. So this is the message in this Zichru Toiras Moshe, that in this month of Tammuz, when the Vav disappeared, we lost the Luchos were broken, which introduced forgetting into the world. This is a time for us to strengthen ourselves in remembering. Remember, remember, don't forget. We know that, again, kids, when they get out of school, at the end of school, the teachers try to admonish the kids, remember, don't forget your studies completely. If you have a chance, review a little bit, study a little bit. We who are not kids, the adults, need to know that in terms of how we treat the summertime, in terms of using this as an opportunity to strengthen ourselves, to prepare ourselves for what's coming, Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are on their way. Now, one of the outstanding Chassidus Sforim, which was written by Reb Tzvi Elimelech Midinov, the Dinover as he's called, is the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. The reason why I named it Bnei Yisachar is based on a pasuk, Umi Bnei Yisachar Yodei Bino Lo'itim, that one of the most complicated mitzvahs in the Torah is calculating the months and the seasons and the calendar year and making the lunar year line up with the solar year and making sure that all the holidays come out at the right time. This is called the Soid Hoibur, the Gemara talks about it, which the greatest, the highest level rabbis were the ones who were qualified to be able to do this. And the Pasuk tells us, Umi Bnei Yisachar Yoidei Bino Lo'itim, that from the tribe of Yisachar, they were outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, very, very learned, knowledgeable in these Lo'itim, these times, knowing how to calculate the times, the months, the calendar, the Jewish calendar. So the Bnei Yisachar wrote a sefer, this rabbi wrote a sefer, that goes through all the Jewish holidays, including Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and all of the months, all 12 months of the year, including all the holidays in them, bringing incredible enlightenment about the meaningfulness, the specialness of each month and the different holidays that take place in that month. One of the bases that he uses for this is a sefer called the Sefer Yetzira, which the Gemara tells us was authored by Avraham Avinu. This is a sefer of deep, deep secrets of Torah. It's a small sefer physically, but each line in it is pages and pages of commentary and interpretation, explanation. In the Sefer Yetzira, he shows us how the different letters of the Aleph Beis correspond to the different months of the year, how the different signs of the zodiac relate to the different letters of the alphabet, and to the different parts of the body, different organs, major organs of the body, correspond to the months, etc. The letters of the Aleph Beis that correspond to the month of Tammuz and Av are the letters Ches and Tes. These letters, Ches and Tes, spell the word Chet. Now a person would say, that's not true. The word Chet is spelled Ches, Tes, Aleph. If you study your Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Rosh Hashanah, when it speaks about a chazan preparing to lead the prayers on Rosh Hashanah, it says that a person should avoid eating nuts on Rosh Hashanah because nuts get stuck in the teeth and in the throat, and it makes it difficult for a person to have a clear, clear tefillah. And it's brought that in addition, the word egois, which means nut, Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin, is bigimatria chet, sin. Now, if you add up the numbers, you'll see Aleph is 1, Gimel is 3, gives us 4, Vav is 6, gives us 10, and Zayin is 7, gives us 17. 17 is not chet. Ches Tes is 17. Chet is 18. Ches Tes Aleph is 18. So there are many explanations, many answers given to this. One of the answers that's given is that we know that even when a person commits a sin, it's not possible, it's not humanly possible for a person to commit a sin without Hashem. A human being cannot do anything without Hashem. We can't breathe, we can't see, we can't move. Nothing happens. Nothing happens without Hashem. Which means in a sin also, Hashem is there. Where is Hashem in the sin? The answer is Hashem is the Aleph. The word Aluf in Hebrew means, Aluf means a leader, a master. The Aleph represents Alufoi Sheloilam, the master of the world. The Aleph of the word Chet represents the master of the world, so that the Aleph, in a sense, does not have the negative connotation. The negative connotation is in the letters Ches and Tes. And that's why it's brought that Egois is Bigematria Chet, because Egois is those letters Ches and Tes, which are the troublesome letters. And this is why, in our context, these months, Tammuz and Av, correspond to these two letters. The Pasuk says in Echa, Chet Choto Yerushalayim. When it speaks about this season, Tammuz and Av, the season of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the siege on Yerushalayim, it speaks about this sin that we participated in, unfortunately. Now, a person would say, but isn't it only really from the 17th of Tammuz that this negative season begins? And the answer is not really, because we know that the problem originated from when the Meraglim, when the spies went on their mission showing a lack of real faith in Hashem, in Moshe Rabbeinu, and their mission went from the beginning of Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. So that the entire month of Tammuz is part of that 40 days that was cursed, for which Hashem issued the cursed 40 years for 40 days. The Jews are going to wander around in the desert for 40 years to atone for these 40 days. So it's the entire month of Tammuz that has a negative connotation. In the month of Av, it's only the first 10 days, or maximum, up to the 15th of the month. We know the Gemara says that the 15th Tu B'Av was one of the greatest holidays that the Jews celebrated. And this is why, again, the Bnei Yisachar shows us an incredible thing. Hashem's most basic name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is called the Shem Ho'etzem, the most basic name of Hashem, these four letters can be formatted 12 different ways. If you know your math, if you have four letters, if you have four objects, and two of them are the same, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, two of the hey is repeated, you can form 12 different combinations. And each month of the calendar year, the Arizal shows us, has one of these 12 combinations. When the letters are in order, when things are in order, you ask a person, how are things? And a person says, Beseder. Things are going in order. In order means kindness, goodness. When a person says, everything in my life is upside down means trouble, problems. When the letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, are in order, that month is a month of chesed, a month of kindness. It's brought that the month of Nisan, the combination of Hashem's name that corresponds to Nisan is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, as is found in the pasuk Yismechu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Heaven and earth rejoice. That's the month of Nisan. The month of Tammuz, it's completely upside down. Hey Vav, Hey Yud. It's the second half of the word is put in front of the first half, and then B is put in front of A in each case, totally upside down, which implies Midas Hadin, judgment. If there's a Midas Hadin in the month of Tammuz, it means a person has to be extra careful. A Jew is required to be careful, to live carefully, caution. Ushmartem v'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshei seichem. That's every month. In Tammuz, in the month of Tammuz, a person has to be extra cautious, not to take any unnecessary chances. It's a time for all of us to exercise a little bit of extra caution. Whereas the month of Av, the tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei for the month of Av, the first half is backwards. It's Hey Vav. But the second part is Yud Hey. Yud Hey is 15, and there it's in the proper order, showing us that the second here for the month of Av is a month of kindness, is a time of kindness, happiness, celebration. In the Sefer Yetzirah, it also tells us the different senses of the body, the ability to see, the ability to hear, taste, also correspond to the different months. The month of Tammuz is represented by Re'iyah, the ability to see. The month of Av is represented by Shmiah, the ability to hear. Before we go into this for a moment, the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu was about to leave the world, he gathered together his sons, and he wanted to reveal to them the time of the coming of Moshiach. And suddenly the Shekhinah left him, and he saw he was not able, the information was no longer available to him. So immediately he suspected that maybe chas v'shalom, there's a sin in them. Maybe his children have sinned, and because of that, Hashem is not allowing him to reveal to them this information. Achris hayomim, what's going to take place in achris hayomim? So he said to them, Shema chas v'shalom yesh bochem chet. Could it be that chas v'shalom there's sin among you? So it's brought that they answered him, if you'll examine our names, the names of the 12 tribes, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, you'll observe that these two letters do not appear. These two letters of the Aleph Beis, Ches and Tes, do not appear at all in the names of the 12 tribes, showing that the 12 tribes are Shiftei Kor, they are holy. They have Hashem's good housekeeping seal of approval on them. They're called Shiftei Kor Eidus LiYisrael. That Hashem says they are holy. They are holy, they are pure, they are naturally far from sin. And when we fall into sin, chas v'shalom, it's unnatural. The pasuk says, "Vayisarvu bagoyim, vayilmedu mimaseyim." That unfortunately, when we assimilate, when we go into exile, we live among non-Jews, then we start learning from their ways, and then it's possible for us to fall into sin. But in terms of our roots, where our roots come from a place of holiness where we are very far from chet chas v'shalom. The Gemara says that when the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra HaSofer, the Jews had gone into exile for 70 years, Golus Bavel, and then at the end of that Golus, Ezra brought us back, and the Gemara says, Ru'uyim hoyi Yisrael, lasis lehem nes bimei Ezra, kederach shenasu lehem bimei Yoshua, that we should have been able to experience the miracle that we had when during the time of Yehoshua taking us into the land of Israel by Ezra HaSofer also, but it says that Elo Shegoram HaChet. However, unfortunately, because of the fact that the Jews were not so pure at the time, we find that there was major assimilation during those 70 years that the Jews were in Bavel, and Ezra had a major, major battle to be able to drag them back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Elo Shegoram HaChet. Now we know that when did Ezra bring the Jews into Yerushalayim? It was during the month of Av. During the fifth month, it says, B'choydeh Shachamishi. However, and we quoted the pasuk earlier, Chet Choto Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim sinned, and it says Chet Choto twice, referring to these 2 months, Tammuz and Av, which are Ches and Tes. And then the pasuk says, Alkein Lenido Hoyoso. Therefore, she was considered like a Nida, like an impure woman, who must be kept at a distance. So the question is, we know that in the Torah there are different levels of sin. When a person commits a sin deliberately, it's not called a chet, it's called an ovoin. When a person commits a sin spitefully, it's called pesha. When a person commits a sin accidentally, b'shogeg, that's called chet. So a person would say, Chet Choto Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim committed a sin, Chet. Alkein Lenida Hoyos, therefore we become Nida, we're persona non grata? And the answer is that the word Nida has a much weaker connotation than all other arayos in the Torah. All illegal relations in the Torah are permanent. When the Torah says you can't marry your sister, you can't marry your mother, you can't marry a non-Jewish woman, it's something that's permanent. Nida is something temporary. It's based on time. There's a time limit. That's why the Pasuk says, Chet Choto Yerushalayim, referring again to these months, that there are months, there's a time when it's easier, Chas V'Sham Lo'Aleinu, to commit sins. When the time is a heavy time. Alkein Lenida Hayosa. Therefore, we're compared to Nida, who is also time relevant, where the penalty, the tumah, is something that lasts a period of time, and then it passes, and then it goes away. We mentioned about the senses, the sense of sight and hearing. There's a pasuk that we say in Slichos, during the month of Elul, and other times in Slichos, where we say, Kedalim u'kiroshim, we stand before Hashem like paupers. Dal, in Hebrew, there are several different terms that mean poor. Ani, Evyoin. The word dal means the poorest of the poor, a person who has nothing. Rosh also means a person who is empty. The Gemara says when a person drinks wine, if he drinks it bigdusha properly, tirosh, the word tirosh is tehei rosh or tehei rosh. If a person drinks wine bigdusha, it expands the mind. It allows him to think better, more clearly. If a person misuses wine or alcohol, then tehei rosh, he becomes empty, chas v'sham, he becomes impoverished. So these terms, dal and rosh, the Bnei Yisachar explains that the 12 tribes also correspond to the 12 months of the year. We know that when the 12 tribes traveled in the desert, they traveled in groups of threes. First you had Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. That was the first group that traveled in front. Then you had Reuven, Shimon, and God. That was the second group of three, and so on and so forth. Which means that the months of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan correspond to Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Tammuz and Av correspond to Reuven and Shimon. We know that when Reuven was born, they said, Re'u, see what's different between me and my brother. Look at the difference. The term Re'ia is used by Reuven. When Shimon was born, it says his mother named him Shimon because Hashem listened to my prayer, to my suffering. So we see that Reuven and Shimon, which correspond to Tammuz and Av, they represent Re'ia and Shmia. Now, we know that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, as we mentioned before, is pronounced. We don't pronounce it that way. It's written that way, but we have no permission to verbalize it that way. When we pronounce it Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, as if it was Ado and then the word Noi. This name of Hashem, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, the way we recite it, also each letter is comprised of three letters. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. Dalet, Dalet Lamed Tov. Nun, Nun Vav Nun. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. We're told that these 12 letters correspond to the 12 months of the year, which mean that again, Nisan Iyar Sivan is Aleph Lamed Pei. Tammuz Av is Dalet Lamed, Dal. These are the months in which we are poor, chas v'sham. We lost the luchos, we lost the Beis Hamikdash, we lost the second Beis Hamikdash, lo aleinu, during this season. And this is why we say in Slichos, kedalim v'roshim, we stand before Hashem like dalim and roshim, impoverished, referring to this time period. This time period, which is a very difficult time period. The Pasuk also says in Eicha, Eini, Eini, Yordomayim. The Arizal tells us that the 12 months correspond to 12 parts of the head, which means each part, the right ear, the left ear, the right nostril, the left nostril, the right eye, the left eye, that the eyes, the two eyes, correspond to Tammuz and Av. And this is why, again, in Eicha, we say, Eini, Eini, Yordomayim. My eye sheds tears, cries over the losses, over the destruction that we experienced during this time, over the sins, over the mistakes that we made during this time. And the tikkun for this is, when we daven Tashem, we say, Hate Elokai Oznecha Ushema. Hashem, please, hearken your ear and listen. Pekach Einecha Ure'ei. Open your eyes and see. See our tshuva. See, listen to our prayers and see our tshuva. This is the, in this tefillah, we're affecting the tikkun for these months. These months represent Re'iyah and Shmiyah. When we didn't look, we didn't see what we were supposed to see. We didn't listen to what we were supposed to listen to. In our tefillah, we ask Hashem that we should be zeicha to be able to correct this. That by Hashem listening to our tefillahs, seeing our sincerity, this should be the tikkun for it. And this is why we find at the end, at the finish line, we mentioned before that Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, is a major celebration. The Gemara says that's when the Jewish girls would go out and they would announce, they would say to the boys, So Einecha Ure'ei, lift up your eyes and look. And look and listen, and they would speak. They would say, and don't look at the external. Look at the pnimius. Look at what's inside the Jewish girls. So here again, this was the tikkun for the re'iyah and the shmiyah. The losses, the defectiveness, the seeing and hearing improperly, the repair of it, the tikkun for it, takes place at this time of Tu B'Av. Now, one of the reasons it's interesting to note that in Shvat and in Av, the 15th of the month is considered a major holiday. Tu B'Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, and Tu B'Av, the Gemara mentions five different reasons for major celebration. One of the Meforshim points out, I believe the Bnei Socher mentions it, that one of these things that we celebrate about this is, the Gemara says that when a child is going to be born, 40 days before the birth of the child is when they announce in heaven the entire future of that child. That's when the celebration begins in heaven, heralding the birth of this child that's going to be coming, that's going to be born in 40 days. We know there's a machloikis in the Gemara between two rabbis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as to when the world was born. When was the world created? One opinion is that it's Ba'alef Tishrei, that Odom Arishon was created. The word Bereshis makes up the letters Bi'alef Tishrei. That's when Hashem created Adam, man, who is a combination of Shamayim and Eretz, heaven and earth, a soul and a body. If Adam was created on Aleph Tishrei, then when was the world created? 6 days before. Chaf Hei Elul, the 25th of Elul. According to the opinion that says that Adam was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then the world was created Chaf Hei Adar. If 40 days before Chaf Hei Adar is Tu B'Shvat. 40 days before Chaf Hei Elul is Tu B'Av. This is one of the reasons why these are considered holidays, happy times, when Hashem heralded this new birth. We go back, we'll close with what we started with. That we mentioned that the message of Tammuz is Zichru Toiras Moshe, to remember. When a person, forgetting is associated with death, Chas V'Shalom. Nishkachti Kames Milev. Remembering is associated with life. If we are Zoicha, during this season, when many people forget, Chas V'Shalom, they forget responsibilities, they weaken in their commitment to Hashem. And if we remember what Klal Yisrael went through this season and use this as an opportunity to strengthen ourselves, and that schus will be zeicha that Hashem will turn around these months to months of celebration and joy, will be zeicha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.
Amen. Amen.